Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie and today I am here with
Sabine Isanga
and
Tina Thornton.
And today we are just going to talk about whatever comes to mind. And what has come to mind as we just met was the paradigm shift that is happening and that needs to happen within us women in supporting each other, helping each other, and how we show up in the world, and those things that have to do with that. So let's get into it and see what we come up with. This is going to be very intriguing, very interesting, and you might hear some things that are going to be completely new, and they're going to sound true though at the same time, because when there is a universal truth being spoken, people tend to react in a way of, I never heard that before, and yet it makes complete sense. So maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe some of those things will show up today as well. So let's get started. Sabine, Tina, what do you have to say to that?
Well, let's first look at the old paradigm.
Good.
Right,
good.
Of how things need to be done and who we need to be is individuality, kind of. I need to do it alone. I need to figure it out by myself. If I don't do it by myself, then I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. So that's the paradigm. So in order to prove myself and to be successful, I need to do it alone. That's the old paradigm, right?
And I would add to that, even being afraid of the other people. So not only do I have to do it alone to prove myself, but that other people are constantly trying to take something away from me and diminish me, and I have to protect myself against that.
The concept of lack and limitation.
Right. Yeah. That there's not enough for all of us. It's the experience of competition. There's only one gold medal out there.
Exactly.
Right.
How did this come about? We are four of us that have come together to do these podcasts, and each of us have, there's a lot of similarities in our training. Three of us have come from the same school. And in the beginning, I know what was coming up for me inside, from the original paradigm is, wow, is it if I don't take on these new clients myself, if I don't lead that class myself, will there be maybe a possibility that it could go to someone else that I might share this work with or might be presenting with me? We can get those. I think all of us have been speaking about how that can show up for us. But what we're experiencing is that collaboration is expansion. And before we even set up this podcast, we were just experiencing how connected every single one of us are, the four of us, speaking to who's in the room right now, the four of us showing up, and how, we're watching a tapestry unfold and how we're all connected with this. What happened today? A big breakthrough in something that's going to transform the lives of law enforcement. That's going to transform the lives of heroes and firefighters and people showing up in a masculine way. And we females have been showing up, modeling that masculine, and even taking on those attributes and thinking that that is who we are. Mm-hmm. And we're discovering a lot of power by presenting and by working with each other and finding out that there is plenty, if not much, much more, because we show up and we co-create rather than come from that old paradigm, if that makes sense.
Yes. So just looking at our group of four practitioners, we were also kind of reluctant at first. But we knew that coming together would make a difference. And we just trusted that. And ever since we have, amazing things have opened up. We each feel much more powerful. We are out there in the world sharing ourselves more freely. For some reason, the lack is suddenly completely disappearing. There's actually much more for all of us. So I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
And the difference with making in terms of what Tina was talking about, I had a connection, who got connected to, Tina, and then Tina introduced them to Christina. Then Christina introduced them to Sonia Sophie, and now Sonia Sophie got to connect with a client that they had, And you were saying a huge possibility opens up for transforming the Burbank Police Department, right? Was it police?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where if we were stingy, if we kept everything to ourselves, like this is my contact, I can't share it with my group because I might lose clients. None of this would happen. So it has a ripple effect. It really does. And we really learned this in our school to share everything we know and create a ripple effect. And it's happening that way. It's in the sharing and the collaboration and partnership.
Yeah.
Partnership.
Mm-hmm. And it's even beyond a ripple. It's becoming a tsunami.
Of course. And what are we operating from when we are thinking in the old paradigm? That's we're operating from fear. And when has
false
operating
evidence appearing real?
Right? False evidence. So when has ever operating from fear made us feel empowered? Because when you imagine that, you know, you are in a situation where you are experiencing fear, was that empowering you, or was it empowering when you maybe saw another way out and you decided that's the way I'm going to go, versus you are running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to find a way out? Okay, so mm-hmm. The moment that you drop fear and you take on responsibility and some trust in yourself, and depending on the situation, in the people around you, and you stop operating from fear, but you operate from trust and love and I am going to make it, this is going to happen, that's when you have ideas coming in. That's when you can get out of a dangerous situation, not when you lose your mind being consumed by fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been permeating our culture, our society, mm-hmm. is this operating from fear.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does also is it empowers other people to guide us where they want us to go. So operating from fear also makes us into puppets, mm-hmm. of others who are kind of, you know, who are on higher levels operating how, for instance, the country works.
Mm-hmm.
If we are operating from fear, they can decide which direction to point us to. If we operate from love, from understanding, from trust, from community, from coming together, now we decide where we want to go together.
Mm-hmm.
We decide what type of school system we want. We decide what type of foods we want to eat. We decide what types of life we want to live. And we only can do that when we understand that we must work together, and that's the only way to work and have everyone's life uplifted. So there is a reason why we were operating from fear, is because we propaganda, a lot of, you know, information that we're getting from places,
mm-hmm.
media and such, is designed to keep us in this fear-based state,
mm-hmm.
thinking that,
mm-hmm.
you know, think about even the American hero. That was a very, very, very smart person as far as how do I manipulate people, who came up with the concept of the American hero. The American hero does everything all by themselves,
mm.
all alone.
Yeah.
And so that's the ideal now for us, right? Because we all want to be heroes. We all want to be the hero, but there can only be one. So, right? I mean, it makes no sense.
But most of the changes of consciousness or higher lifestyle have happened with collaboration and people working together.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just talking about this with my aunt when we met her, about she's by herself trying to change the health program in her workplace. And she was left very, very frustrated. And she was at a point where she said, I don't see it. I don't see the point. It's not going to happen. So what we were discussing is that even we don't need to have 100 people agree. We just need maybe 5 to 10% of the company to see that eating well and having a better lifestyle will make a huge difference. And those are the people who are going to influence others. So it's not one person doing it, now it's 5% of the company. And that's how, you know, now we have GMO products marked. You know, it wasn't 100% of the people, or even 50% of the people, or even 20% of the people wanting that. It was a very small percentage of people saying, we want our foods labeled. But they brought consciousness to the rest of the people, right?
Yeah, now it's an issue. Now it's a topic.
And that's a topic. Same thing with the plastic bags in stores.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that that would ever be possible, that we would get rid of plastic bags in store where you would actually bring your usable bag just a few years ago? But it was just a few people sharing, connecting, creating partnerships. So that's why we think this is it. This is the new model, and there's no other way.
Yeah, and let's take that down back to an even not so much business and politics, but to a more personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where, especially when we're talking about feminine power and femininity. So within that, there can be a lot of atrocity sometimes between women, and I'm lucky enough that I haven't experienced that a lot for myself in my life, but you see it out there, and you see how people are dealing with each other, and also I see and I know what I'm thinking maybe when I see other women, and it starts at that very level. It's that we have to understand that things like comparing
mm-hmm.
ourselves to others are not only damaging to us, but they are damaging to any kind of relationship that we want to create. And also they are isolating us and empowering this fear to come up and to stick with us. And so where we have this understanding of every woman is, for instance, a potential person that's going to take away my boyfriend, or that's going to take away my husband, or I want to bring it down for a minute really to a very personal level, because that's really where it starts, and then right. Because as above, so below. So it's our perception of women in general that informs how we're going to deal with women in business, that informs how we're going to deal with them, on a national level, that informs how we're going to deal with women on an international level. So it's each woman understanding that, number one, she is not secondary or inferior to anybody, at the same time that she's not superior
mm-hmm.
to anybody,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that every other woman is a reflection of her,
mm-hmm.
and that coming together and understanding that every one of us is a human being, this lifetime in a female body, it doesn't, depends on what you believe, but you're here now, you're a woman, that's what you're dealing with. And instead of continuing to trying to isolate, compare, this is my backyard, don't step into it, this is my family, don't talk to them, that's where we have to really start. And when you dig inside yourself, that's when you see, ooh, how do I really feel about women and other women? So if I see someone walking down the street in a certain dress, a certain attire, maybe a certain car, immediately we make up these lives that these people are living. And we know everything about them. Oh, this person must have a great job. She's got the best husband ever. All of those things, right? And what we're forgetting is that maybe, and even if those things are true, but maybe this person has just lost her child to cancer. So now we're looking at that same person where maybe we were jealous, feeling jealousy a second before because of all these assumptions that we had through the appearance that this person maybe brought along. Maybe she had a nice car, she looked really nice, pretty. And now we're looking at the human factor. Wow, you just lost your child to cancer. All of a sudden, our heart opens up and we see that that other person is just a woman.
Mm-hmm.
A human being.
Yeah.
Now, why can't we do that all the time? Why can't we just walk around on the street with that attitude all the time? What keeps drawing us back?
It's not something we do, it's something we be. It's something we decide to be. And we're getting there.
Be that person that can see through all the shells, all of that, all of these fences that and the walls that we have put up, that we are putting up, so that we can feel somewhat safe in the world, whether that is, you know, reality or just an illusion. But that's what we do. We put that up, and what we can decide is to see through that at any moment and realize that, yes, you know, your heart, my heart, all our hearts are connected. They're beating, and we're in this, we're on this planet together. We could call it a boat. We are in this boat together, racing through space.
And that again starts again from in here for each one of us. Now, my little story is about parenting. So when I first became a mom, I had it that I wasn't good enough as a mom. Why? Because I was comparing myself to other moms out there, to my own mom, to this ideal of what a mom needs to be looking like, what a perfect mom does. Mm. So that left me completely disempowered. Mm. So then I started doing the self-work, right? Where I really got to a place where I was being the best mom I could be for the children I had. Mm-hmm. And each child is very, very unique. So I went from being a horrible mom to an awesome mom just by doing the inside work. Nothing changed outside. Mm. I still had the same mom myself, still had the same kids, had the same parent. Every circumstance was the same, but who I was being inside with my own experience of who I am is when I let go of these standards, outside society's made-up standards, and really became in tune with what my intuition was saying, then it just completely shifted. Mm-hmm. And now that I share this with people, so when I first meet new people, women, you know, there's always this wall of let's compare ourselves and our children. Mm. And I don't even go there. Mm-hmm. I go straight to my experience of motherhood and very, very authentically share how it has been for me and how it is. And suddenly their walls come down immediately. Mm-hmm. Now they're sharing things that they would have never shared about things they're dealing with. Now we have true connection. Now we get to know each other outside the outside frame of the car they drive, the where the kids go to school, mm-hmm. you know, the sports their kids are in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's all, you know, whatever they're doing. But it's that connecting to the woman, that other person, and how it is for them.
Great example. Beautiful. Great example, yeah. Because when you are being vulnerable in someone right. else's presence, see, when you are taking your walls down, right. all of us women, we're just walking around really looking for an opportunity. When can we let our guard down? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So then when what we're doing right now, and now you, the listeners, are making that decision of who you're going to be. Are you going to be the person that sees through that other people's wall? The way that is practical is by letting your guard down first. And so that was a perfect example. So, yeah, because the question is, well, how do I do that? How do I see through? Well, you let your guard down and say, here I am, and I'm a woman, and I'm vulnerable, and I'm having this experience in the world. And what you're going to get back is, oh my God, me too.
Yep.
I am so glad I met you. I am so glad now I finally have someone that I can share this, because I've been holding on to it, and it's been weighing me down, and I didn't know what to do with it. Right? And don't we all always just look for someone who can understand us? Understand, and in an argument, what is oftentimes said? You don't understand me. You don't understand where I'm coming from. You don't understand what I'm trying to do. So all we're always looking for is not to be right or not to have things go our way. We are looking to be understood by another human being. And so that's what we're offering when we're letting down our guard and showing how vulnerable and how female and all of that we are.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
Side effects include reducing or eliminating depression, losing weight, many things from just being this way.
Joy.
Yeah.
Full self-expression.
Yeah.
Having a life that you actually love now.
Are you ready?
Right? Yeah, so with that, you know, we're out of time, and we just hope that that some of you out there can go on today and start seeing other women in a little bit of a different light. And what we can tell you from experience is when you do that, you get a lot back. You get more back that you can ever imagine getting back, and you get support, and you are much better off, much more supported, much safer in the world. The world all of a sudden becomes a much friendlier place than it was before. Mm-hmm. And
evidence will show up supporting that.
Exactly, exactly. And when we all do that, then we will have, or we are having a already, because the four of us are already doing it. So we're just, sharing that experience that we are changing what's going on in the world. It always starts within. Then it goes to that next level, one person to one person to one person. Then it goes one person to a group, to another group, to another group. Now we're affecting the country. Now we're affecting the continent. Now we're affecting the whole world in a positive, loving, motherly kind of way, that this planet needs a little bit of loving, mothering, and coming together and sharing kind of a love right now. So that's what's happening. So with that, we are inviting you back to listen to us again next week. Who knows what the topic will be, whatever we feel like talking about. Or if you have questions, information, you can contact us. You can email Tina for questions at...
itsthefood@gmail.com. That's itsthefood@gmail.com.
And you can contact Sabine at...
healthcoachsabine.com.
And you can contact me through my website, soniasophie.com, or email at coachsoniasophie, no dashes or anything, @gmail.com. And we'll see you back next week. And in the meantime, we just want to make sure that you love your life now. Bye.